This is Community Connection, an IPR original program that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in East Central Indiana, sponsored in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union and Open Door Health Services.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is another Michelle. It's Michelle Kachuk, and she's here from Home Savers of Delaware County. First, welcome, Michelle. Thanks for coming in for Community Connection.
Okay, thank you for inviting me.
So tell us, what exactly is Home Savers of Delaware County?
Home Savers is a nonprofit organization that repairs homes for free for people who are residents of Delaware County, who own their own house, and who have low incomes.
And how long has this organization been around?
It originally started in 1993 by board members from Habitat for Humanity who thought perhaps homes need to be repaired. And it was originally called Volunteer Home Maintenance Program. Later, it joined a national group called Rebuilding Together, and currently it is called Home Savers.
And what type of work, can you give me some examples of maybe the types of things that Home Savers has done in the past to help homeowners?
What we, as volunteers and our staff person mostly do is build wheelchair ramps and porches and install railings. This we can do when it's warm weather. And in addition, when we're visiting houses, we find instances where people need plumbing repairs and furnace repairs, and we hire professionals to do that kind of work.
Wonderful. Why did you feel it was important for you to get involved in something like this? What drew you to the organization?
Well, I liked doing the construction projects.
Oh.
And then when you get done having your fun of doing construction, here's a wheelchair ramp that someone really needs and appreciates.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how many people are currently involved with Home Savers, Michelle?
Well, officially, we have one half-time employee, but we have six board members. We have four volunteers who do office work. We have Ball State student groups who come and help us on the weekends, particularly in the fall and spring. So there ends up being quite a few people involved.
Wonderful. So I'm guessing a lot of this work probably takes place in warmer weather. Can you kind of walk me through one of the projects kind of from start to finish? How does it happen?
Well, we have one phone number. It's a cell phone, and it stays on the kitchen table of a volunteer. And so when people who want to have help on their houses call this number, she interviews them on the telephone, asks them their name and address and what's wrong with their house, what do they need help with, and that's the start. After that, we do check that they own the home, mm-hmm. and that they're up to date, for example, on paying their taxes. Mm-hmm. Then a board member or the construction supervisor visits their house and determines, is this a project that's doable by us? Do mm-hmm. we have the skills and tools to do it?
Sure.
And we have quite a bit of skill in construction projects. And we put the project on our schedule, and we let volunteers know the location, and people can come and join in the work.
Wonderful. And that, of course, leads me to my next question. If someone is out there listening right now, what are the different ways that they can get involved with Home Savers?
As volunteers, they can help in two ways. They can help with office volunteering, which involves keeping files for homeowners, making sure just we have things in our office in order and that we go through our list of projects and try to make sure that we include everybody and follow up on projects.
Sure.
And the second way they can come in volunteer is as a construction helper. Now, it doesn't mean they have to have skills. We always need someone who can hold the end of the tape measure or
Absolutely.
Get the yeah. boards out of the truck, yeah. that kind of thing.
Basically, if you want to volunteer, Home Savers will find a spot for you,
yeah,
right?
Yes, yeah. we can. yeah.
Are there any stories that come to mind from maybe past projects that you remember fondly that really kind of stand out to you as representative of the group?
We knew of a veteran, and he had three children, and he had gone two winters without heat in his house.
Oh, my goodness.
Not central heat. He just had like a fireplace. Mm-hmm. And we got a professional heating contractor to mm-hmm. go there mm-hmm. and install a heat pump. So he not only has heat in the winter, he has air conditioning in the summertime.
Oh, wonderful.
And we have many stories of people needing wheelchair ramps to just mostly get in and out of their house. And elderly people, they just need to go to the doctor often.
Sure.
And can't go up and down stairs, for example. So we build about 10 wheelchair ramps every summer.
Wow.
To just help these people be able to get in and out and make doctor visits.
Wow. So you're willing to take on any number of projects.
Yes. Yeah. Elderly people or perhaps handicapped people may not have the skills in their family to handle as ordinary maintenance.
Sure.
For example, change out a kitchen faucet. Some families are able to do.
Absolutely.
But an elderly handicapped person is not able to do.
Absolutely. So, you know, I would guess that if there's any question, it's always, you know, it's worth a call to Home Savers
yes.
to ask, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what is the number that they should call?
Well, we have two numbers. The number to apply is 765-744-9203. For people wishing to volunteer with us, the number is 765-748-4922.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time to come in and share more about Home Savers.
Thank you for inviting me.
More information may also be found at homesaversdelco.weebly.com. That's homesaversdelco.weebly.com. And to hear more from this conversation, you can visit our program page at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.